as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
I'm Goldstar, and this is a Velvet Underground song called I Found a Reason.
You're listening to The Sessions at Midori House with me, Kieran Banerjee. Today's guest is Marlon Rabenreiber, but you'll probably know him better as Goldstar. Goldstar's music is far from the LA punk scene in which he was brought up in, but his music offers a timeless quality sitting somewhere between Bob Dylan and Angel Olsen. The Austrian-born LA-based artist has recently released his latest album, Uppers and Downers, which he'll tell us all about after this.
I found a reason to keep living, and that reason, dear, is you. I found a reason to keep singing, and that reason, dear, is you. Oh, I do believe if you don't like things, you leave for some place you've never been before. I found a reason to keep singing, and that reason, dear, is you. I found a way to make it stop repeating, and that reason, dear, is you. Oh, I do believe you are what you perceive, and what comes is better than what came before. 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 What comes is better than what came before.
Marlon Rabenreiber, aka Goldstar, welcome to The Sessions at Midori House.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you've played for us a lovely few number of songs there. Your new album's just come out, Uppers and Downers. It was released this September, just gone. The album is sonically just that. There are moments of highs and moments of lows. Could you start by telling us a little bit about the concept behind the album and where the title came from?
For me, it was really trying to illustrate, like the ups and downs of life, right, and everything in between, and kind of approaching these 12 songs as trying to find a kind of unique sound to each of them, almost like a different genre reference or all kinds of ways to look at the kind of the spectrum of highs and lows. So there's like very slow down-tempo songs and this kind of more anthemic rock songs.
And when you're putting and producing a record like that, do you find it difficult to kind of tie up the two?
Creatively, it was really interesting to try to sequence a record like that. I almost started embracing like the schizophrenic aspect of it and being like, can you really put like the slowest, most minimal song right before the kind of fastest like sing along kind of thing?
Yeah.
And I think it was a challenge, but I think it kind of embraced the misshapenness of that in a way.
And it was recorded in Los Angeles in Valentine Studios, which, to the best of my knowledge, just had a bit of a lick of paint. It's just been reopened, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's a legendary studio in Frank Zappa, the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Some amazing artists have recorded in that room. And how did that make you feel, producing and recording a record there? Did it change the way kind of you approach writing music?
It's certainly, like the record preceding this, I had made in my living room, which is much more like humble and like kind of, I guess, natural sounding, whereas this studio is, I think it kind of puts pressure on you to, I don't know, kind of elevate what you you know, your performances.
And on the record, there's some amazing collaborations on there. You've got Tame Impala, Black Lips.
Yeah.
How do those collaborations come around?
Black Lips, two of them are dear friends of mine, and I really wanted them involved on the record. I didn't know what that was going to look like, and they showed up like late at night with like a saw, a singing saw, and I was like, okay, cool. And then an electric guitar, and so just played them the songs, and so they played saw and a song called Chinatown, mm-hmm. and guitar as well. And then yeah, and then Cam from Tame Impala, I saw that he was in town, and I just had him. I was like, hey man, if you swing by the studio. And so he played piano and on This Is the Year.
And Austrian born, right. Now in Los Angeles. When did you make that move?
I essentially grew up in Los Angeles. I was less than 4 years old when my parents moved to LA.
And Los Angeles, I can imagine, is an incredibly inspiring place to be a musician. I'm sure it comes with its frustrations as well. In which ways has Los Angeles developed you as an artist, and what part of, you know, your identity as a musician has kind of been molded by Los Angeles?
I would say a lot of it. I think right now there's a lot of interesting music coming out of Los Angeles, and I tend to write a lot about that city, or any city that I'm in, really, but that being the one I call home, I think it shapes my songs tremendously, and like there's just like a certain feeling that LA has, and it's a look, and you know it from movies and, you know, all that. But it is kind of a real thing.
And, I mean, Los Angeles, as far as I'm aware, you grew up on punk music, guitar bands, LA, you've got Black Flag, NOFX. I mean,
yeah.
You're kind of spoiled for choice, really,
all,
punk
yeah,
rock bands,
of,
right?
All kinds of that, yeah.
When did you kind of make that transition into your current style? Because, you know, very different to some of the LA punks or roots that you probably grew up
yeah.
with.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of a joke at this point that, like, all the punks like pick up acoustic guitars as they get older, and like, you know, John Doe, and there's countless examples of these artists gravitating more towards country and folk music and whatnot. I think for me it was I always kind of was a songwriter, and it wasn't too much of a jump or any like deliberate decision, honestly. The song's called Deptford High Street.
Down on Deptford High Street, where we drank champagne, where we watched the sunrise through English rain. We were never lovers, we were more than friends. But I left her standing somewhere on Signal Hill. I left my baby, you know she is there still. Caught the train to Highgate, to that old cemetery. When we could not agree, she was an American, she had blue-green eyes and an iron cross on the back of her thighs. But I left her standing somewhere on Signal Hill. I left my baby, you know she is there still. I said she is there still. She's on my mind, she's on my mind.
one of the tracks you just played for us, Deptford High Street. Now, that's off your previous record.
Yeah, it's a record called Big Blue.
And it's great to hear that here in London. Oh, I assume we're be... talking about yeah, the same course, Deptford
yeah.
High Street.
I thought it'd be good to play that tune because it's a South London kind of specific story.
And listening to some of the lyrics, it sounds like it could have quite an interesting story behind it.
Yeah, so I went to Goldsmiths for art years ago, and I lived in Deptford, and there was somebody I met that was a St. Martin student, which is American, and it's just about living in Deptford at that time, kind of.
And it's not just music, is it? You've also worked with Ryan McKinley. I'd love to know how about that came about.
He reached out to me. I have no idea how. I guess LA is like a weird town like that, but I think he had a scouts on the West Coast, or somebody had like told him about me. I had a girlfriend at the time too, and they just got an email being like, "Hey, do you want to drive across the country in the summer with somebody you've never met and a bunch of other people in a van that you don't know?" And I was like, "Yeah, that sounds great. Let's just do that." And it's literally, how I got to meet him.
Amazing. What was that experience like?
I mean, it was great. There's a lot of people that I met on doing that trip that I'm still friends with now, and he's an incredible photographer. So it's a good thing to do.
Yeah, he really is. And I want to know what's next on the horizon for Gold Star.
Working on a new record, just like writing and everything. So hopefully a lot.
And would it mainly be uppers or downers, new feel for the...
Just try to do something, totally different. We'll see. see how it turns out. The song's called Beneath the Wheels.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. Today's guest was Gold Star, whose latest album, Uppers and Downers, is available now via Autumn Tone. This show was produced by Holly Fisher and mixed and recorded by myself. I'm Kieran Banerjee. Thanks for tuning in.
Right now, oh, you've got me here beneath the wheels. When I'm strung out on a Sunday and I'm stoned in tattered heels, and I'm laid out on the pavement outside St. Andrew's Square. If you're able and God wills it, come see me when you're there. On gray days when I'm losing my mind, would you come quickly, baby, lay by my side. But I'm well known on this scene. Was a playboy on the west side and a rich man in my dreams. Was a high holder roller. I was just the kind you want. But right now, no, I'm harder. Well dressed in St. Laurent. On gray days when I'm losing my mind, you come quickly, baby, lay by my side. Come down from the marquee, stay for a while. Right here in the streets beneath.